You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That was, again, the translator for Rafael Devers. Dan Ball, do you have his name? Because I feel bad just calling him the translator for Rafael Devers. You can get that to me later. What does he have with me, he said, about Breslau? What does he have? Like, yeah. So the word that's missing is problem. What's his problem
with me?
Right?
Yeah,
and
that's exactly right.
So Devers thinks this is a personal thing, personal attack or affront on him from Craig Breslau. He doesn't look at this very simplistically that the team's first baseman just blew out his knee. The team's first baseman is out of the equation, and they're just looking at options to move pieces around, as you referenced, like guys in football move around. Oh, the starting slot corner's out. Somebody's going to bump around. You know, Jonathan Jones, great example. He's been talking to us on WEEI Afternoons in the fall for years, and he's played safety. He's played outside corners, played inside. He moves around. Would he just say, Bill, why would you ask me to do that? What's your problem with me, Bill, that you want to move me outside now? I'm a slot corner.
And if you don't like us, you know, football guys talking, using football, players or the, examples, just listen to the baseball players talk about this. Listen to Kevin Millar talk about, Rafi Devers not moving to first. Listen to Lou Maloney in the broadcast talk about Rafi's reluctance to move to first base. And that should tell you everything you need to know.
Or just look at the guy who was once part of the foundational future of stars with the Boston Red Sox, Mookie Betts, who has bounced all around at an MVP level for the Dodgers. Right? Like, that's a guy.
It's the best example.
Who, he could have an attitude. He's an all-time type talent as a player. He could certainly have a Mariah Carey attitude like, no. I do what I do, and don't ask me to do anything else, Dave.
Traveling
Roberts.
With pink toilet paper on the road and all.
Instead, it's like, well, where do you need me? Oh, you need me in center? You need me at second? You need me at short? I can play those, which are also opportunities to kind of embarrass yourself more. Now, I know Mookie's a great athlete, but Devers, they're not asking you to do something that is crazy hard.
Do you know what? It's kind of like, what Kyle Schwarber, when he went to play first base, was he having – he knew that the rest of us knew that he'd never played first base.
Right.
So when he went out there and maybe flubbed it up, did we all go, oh, my gosh, what is he doing? He doesn't even know how to play first base. No, we all said, hey, he's doing the best he can.
Right.
And he had fun with it. I don't understand. Like, that part, there's a disconnect. It's like, Rafi, no one's expecting you to be, like, the best first baseman they've ever seen. But they're expecting you to do what's best for the team. And when you're asked to sacrifice, make the sacrifice, because it leads to hopefully winning baseball games.
So we are looking into what is the next step for Rafi Devers. What's the next step for the Boston Red Sox? What's the next step for Craig Breslau? Does he take his orders from Mr. Devers and go get a first baseman and just end it that way quickly? And do you take your marching orders from that? I'd like to also know, if a guy like, I don't know, John Henry reads these things, looks at these things, that's a guy that's writing checks for $30 million a year for this guy and probably saying, wait, why did we sign him again to this if he's even aware at all?
Exactly why they signed him, because he got booed at his own convention in Springfield and he was so butthurt about it that they immediately tried to placate the fans by overpaying somebody who we have come to find out is rather defiant, petulant, and selfish himself.
The text line 774 would also offer up another guy that made the switch, Bryce Harper. Yes, there's a lot of stars. Vlad Guerrero. There's been a lot of stars that have moved.
Bigger stars.
And they moved either because their team needed them to, or positionally wise, something worked out better for the team to put a better lineup on the field. And yet, out of necessity, Rafi Devers basically told them to go screw. I'm not playing in the field. You're going back on your word. I'm being hard-headed, however you want to paint it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Northborough. What are your thoughts on this Devers situation?
Hey, Andy. Yeah, Bowdoin College here.
Nice.
Quick question. Wesleyan, let's go. How good do you think the Red Sox lineup could potentially be if you have Devers at first base, Roman Anthony, you get Myers? Like, at their peak this year, like, could this be like a championship-level lineup if everything falls in place? Just want to hear your thoughts.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Yes, do I believe this could be a championship-level team if everything falls in place? Now, he used that phrase. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of, that's the bullpen falling in place. That's the rotation staying healthy falling in place. Sure, if you get an injection of youth, Fitzy's been advocating for it for a while, but at some point, if the young guys come up and they inject some life into the lineup, absolutely. The flip side of that is, if everything falls apart, and this is trending towards fall apart more than it is falling in place, I think this could the wheels could come off this. Like, this could be, we're already talking about the manager not doing his job. Is he at odds with the general manager? Are they kind of butting heads over this situation? Even though he told us the other day they have good conversations about all this.
Oh, yeah.
This is definitely trending in a negative direction. And, Ted, you were very adamant in spring training. This will work out. When he first said he didn't want a DH. Correct. You were just like, this will work out. You kind of took the Cora approach. Time these things work out. Same thing now? Will this work out?
I'm worried. No, in my three-point stance, this is my whole point.
Not going to work out?
That I'm worried that this can be kind of just this undercurrent or just the little crack in the foundation that is what's going to hold this team back for maybe reaching its full potential. I really feel like those vibes, all that spring training vibes, those actually in spring training that we were talking about, It needs to continue on throughout the entire season because although I think this is a good baseball team, I think to be a great baseball team, everyone's got to be buying in. Everyone's got to feeling good about each other. Everyone's got to feel like, everyone's making the appropriate sacrifices needed to win baseball games if they're going to do it. And this, to me, is a situation. It's different from what we talked about in spring training. I'm worried, Andy. I am absolutely worried that this might be the undoing of the 2025 Boston Red Sox.
Point of inquiry, how many times does Alex Cora, he speaks with WEEI/the Red Sox Radio Network usually once a day. Obviously,
yes.
We get the Plum conversation on Wednesdays. So when he talks to Will Fleming tonight or in his pre-recorded conversation that Arcand will play as part of the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show, do you believe that Will Fleming will ask him about this? Will he put his feet to the fire over this?
I don't know that he'll put his feet to the fire. This will have to be brought up. The comments from Devers yesterday will have to be brought up. And Alex will have probably a well-rehearsed, prepared answer. He'll probably handle it well. That doesn't mean it's all under control, I guess I would say.
You know what it felt, guys, when we interviewed him on Wednesday, though? You can tell he's uncomfortable talking about it because I think he knows it's a bad look that he doesn't talk to Rafi. I think he knows that, like, if we all knew 100% sure that he just doesn't bring that up to him, that Alex Cora literally does not walk up to Rafi and say, "Hey, man, we got to talk about this first base thing," how that reflects on him. I got a little sense that's probably what's happened. The feeling that he is he's not feeling real good about this situation, maybe how he's handled it, and he really doesn't want that out there. That's the feeling I got.
Okay, and I think I have a feeling, or I think I have a a reason why, Ted. Maybe, just maybe, we've overlooked the fact that the relationship between Cora and Devers could be at an all-time low because Devers is mad at Cora. Because who is at the who's the genesis of Bregman coming to town?
Yeah, it's definitely Cora.
So now for all we know, Devers might be like, hey, screw you, Cora. I wasn't good enough at third. We all know he wasn't, citing Dan's 141 career error stat from earlier in the day.
He might be mad. So he might be mad at Cora, but he's also mad at Breslow. He's
mad at everybody. He's mad at everyone. He's like a child. If you don't tell him what he wants to hear, he's mad at you.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear other options, and that's where I get into who can reach him. I thought Cora, this is where I have to be critical of Alex Cora. I like him. I think he's a good manager. But a big part of his value is supposedly about relationships with players and relationships within the clubhouse. And if you have that strong relationship, then you should have open conversations with Rafi Devers.
You know what? He felt, in his mind, my guess is he feels like he used that chip already. That big chip at the beginning of the season was basically, hey, bro, we got to ask you to play DH. I know you don't like it. And reports are that he didn't handle it nearly as good as maybe it appeared on the surface.
Right.
So that's Alex going, wait a minute. In the it hasn't been 2 months. I got to go back to him and ask him to do something else that he doesn't want to do. Oh, great. So I think that's part of it, Andy.
But also, we'll get back to the phone calls real quick. I just want to say, in a normal human being, if they're Devers, would expect him to come talk to me, in my opinion. You'd see the conditions that there's an obvious massive change with the team, massive change in the lineup. You'd almost expect, Skip's going to come talk to me and see if I want. I'm not saying you have to play first, but you should at least think he's going to come talk to you because it's just right there for all the world to see. Let's go back to the phone lines. One of my favorite callers, Allison in Cambridge. What are your thoughts on this Devers situation?
Hi, guys. I have 3 points. I'm going to first of all, Lou Maloney, right after Tristan's accident happened, injury happened, he tweeted out that it would take Rafi a few weeks to be able to learn to play first base. So that Lou Maloney put that out.
Yep.
The second thing is that there's a deep history with Rafi and why he was signed, and also how Xander was the one who helped him to play defense and buy into it. And even last year, he was doing so much better. A lot of the reasons that he has injuries, that he has so many errors, is it was at the same time that with Chaim Bloom here, not valuing defense, not having defense. And so when Trevor Story got hurt last year, Rafi was the one who put his hands on his head and was like, oh no, because he realized what it would do for him in the defense. So there's a long, deep history there, but I'd really like to concentrate on is the more recent stuff. And the thing is, the organization has continued to be very bad at communicating things because they put out the way they dealt with. Have you ever had? I've had this with my husband a lot, and it really is when somebody tells you that something is probably not going to happen, and even if it did, it won't really affect you as much as horribly as it could. And then it always ends up that the thing happens, and it is going to make me as uncomfortable and feel as horrible as I thought it would. They were the ones who said probably Bregman and Nolan Arenado. Remember, with Nolan Arenado, he literally only could play third base.
Yep.
That Rafi and that Nolan Arenado, Alex Bregman, they're probably not going to come. And even if they do, we will still keep you at third, and then Bregman will play second. So they made this mistake. They should have talked to him. And the thing is, I really do think if they'd given him time, and it didn't have to be dealt with out in public, if in the offseason they said, we're going to try, last year you really wanted us to get good players. We're going to do it, and we're going to pay him a lot. We're going to, if we bring the break, we're going to pay him. We're going to do this, but we may have to have some changes from you. And that if they had done this and it was kind of offline, he would probably have been better, which is also the other thing is I think that probably, unless I find a better option, I think that Rafi probably will end up playing first base if they don't go out and get an Anthony Rizzo or some other first baseman or some of that, or decide to move Christian Campbell. That's the other thing. A lot of the things are continuing badly with this team. And Christian Campbell, I thought he was a second baseman. Well, he's not. I mean, that Heim got a lot of people that are just good athletes who don't play certain positions. I mean,
all right, Allison, I hate to cut you off, but
wound up. That's good. I love it.
I love the passion.
Fire. Love the
I
fire
love
from
that.
Allison.
That was like maybe she had a lucky energy. I don't know, but she was rolling, fired. Baby.
Oh, no. She is naturally. Allison is the caffeine of Cambridge.
Every
right there.
Period for her isn't like a stop, it's like a springboard into the next thought. It's like,
no
oh,
doubt.
My God, I ended that thought.
But
I
you
got
know
this
what?
Other thought.
She's got a lot of good, at least it's succinct to the point. She makes a lot of good points there.
And that's the passion that people are feeling right now because we've talked about about it for months. They're invested in the Boston Red Sox. They think they can be good.
That's a good point.
And now they're seeing a major issue that could derail that passion and the rest of the season. 617-779-7937. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. I see you all lined up. And we'll continue to break down this Rafi Devers situation. Is Allison right? Will he eventually play first base? Talk about that next here on WE.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
EEI Afternoons. This Rafael Devers situation makes me feel bad, but this rejoin makes me feel oh so good.
Rafael is not doing it.
What year is this, man? This is
was a long time. This is like early 90s or mid 90s.
Yeah, early 90s, man. Golly.
That was the voice of Davison Perez. I finally got the name right. He is the translator for the Boston Red Sox, the translator for Rafi Devers. And as I said earlier, if you want to claim maybe something's getting lost in translation or Mr. Perez isn't doing a great job, other translators have dabbled in this Devers audio. And if anything, it seems like Davison Perez softened it just a little bit and kept it a little bit.
You can believe that.
Which I want the raw. I want the raw, uncut stuff to some degree. But yeah, Rafi Devers doesn't want to play first base. He has pointed the finger at Craig Breslow and the organization for going back on their word. He's acknowledged that he's being hard-headed, or that they believe he's being hard-headed. And it would appear we're at an impasse. No. I will say Dan Ball got me during the break. He goes, "Hey, guess who's at first base tonight?" And I go, "Devers?" And he goes, "No." He got me. He actually got me.
I couldn't believe it worked, honestly. I really couldn't.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed. But
that's awesome.
You delivered it well. Nice job, Dan Ball. So let's get back to the phone line, 617-779-7937.
Dan is so happy right now that he got
is.
You.
He's got a big grin on his face.
About time I got the upper hand here.
Rob and Swamskit, what are your views on Rafi Devers and what's going on?
Well, happy rainy Friday to you, gentlemen.
Same to you, bud.
Hope you're doing well. So I've got a solution, I believe, and I think it's airtight. It goes like this and in exactly this order. Next Red Sox home game, Cora pencils Devers in the lineup for first base. At the top of the first inning, when he refuses to go out onto the field, Cora needs to go to him and say, "Please leave the bench. Please leave the locker room. Go home." The next day, Breslow releases him for insubordination and conduct unbecoming of a baseball player. They owe him $0. Spend your money elsewhere.
Strong
Thanks
take.
For the call, Rob.
Very strong.
I'm not sure it's airtight given the MLB union. And I'm not pretending I know about MLB contracts and all that. I just don't know that that's an airtight solution.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel that is the nuclear. I mean, you do that. I don't know. I just don't know what the domino effect of that. That is a drastic, drastic move. And you know what that does? That shows that you have no control over your team.
Right.
In
and
my
opinion.
But that's an impassioned fan right there who's not happy at all.
It's addition by subtraction, but I don't know if it's enough addition by that subtraction. Like, you're losing your
two-hitter.
You don't
want to cut off your nose despite your face.
Oh, right. You feel good about yourself. You showed him, Fitzy. You got rid of him. Yep. And now you lost your
best. Can we see if maybe we can work this out first?
Yeah.
Can we maybe? I know it sounds bad after the comments yesterday, but I don't know. Maybe like just like the DH thing, time healed, right?
Yes.
And he's gotten good at being a good GH now. And so maybe the same thing needs to happen here. A little bit of time needs to pass, Fitzy, before you start getting to those kind of suggestions.
But the nuclear option needs to be considered. That's why countries actually have the nuclear option, because it needs to be considered or at least shown, like that's a muscle flex. That's a stare across the bar. That is the detriment. That has to be a deterrent. That's well within their rights to be able to do something like that if Rafael Devers refuses to do his job. And like you said way back at the start of the show, Andy, about the contract with Chaim Bloom, there is no writing, to the best of our knowledge. There's a promise, which some people will say, well, that holds up in a court of law as well, that, you know, he can play third base. So that's already been broken. So you add that, the heartbreak with that, to Cora bringing in his guy to play third, which Devers wanted so badly. And that's how you end up here. And I don't know if there's any way Craig Breslow could have possibly fixed this contractual and emotional impasse in the offseason.
Is it possible that Devers is just all talk?
Yeah.
I mean based on the first way it played out, he sounded really dug in then.
Not like this, though.
But maybe he's just all talk.
Maybe.
Bite. All bark, no bite.
Yeah, all hat, no cowboys, I like to say. You know,
I knew you'd have one.
That's very true. That's interesting. I mean, you know, so like, hey, let's talk about this at the end of next week or the end of 2 weeks and see where we're at. I mean, the thing is, and here's the thing, at the end of the day, I think what's bothering us, the core is bothering is most of us, is he was asked and he said no, on no uncertain terms. It wasn't like, I'll think about it, you know, okay, I'll try, and it didn't work out. It's just that it feels as though doing what's best for the team is not even close to being a priority for Rafi Devers, and I think that's what's letting fans down.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I've been doing some rudimentary MLB contract law via Google and AI while you guys were talking.
That's why you're the best producer in the business, by the way.
Thank you. A player can be placed on the suspended list for insubordination, which is a form of disciplinary action. This can happen if a player violates team rules, refuses to follow instructions, or exhibits a lack of respect towards team management.
Refuses to follow instructions. You might argue he may have already shown a lack of respect towards Breslow, but if I write his name at first base, that's an instruction, right?
We don't know that they've ordered him to play first.
But talked
to him.
If they did, I think you could use that language to then try.
I don't know. Strong arming him right now is the best way to go about it.
It is definitely not the best way. And you just said the why it bothers some of us so much. I think there's two things. Well, you're a fan and you want what's in the best interest of the team. You're investing your passion. I also think there's a lot of us that look at it and say, if my boss told me to do something, I'd have to do it.
Yeah.
And we
don't make a fraction of what he makes.
Right. And you start to put do your job. Just like we all have bosses. Yeah. We all do our damn job, right? That kind of thing. And it's not the same thing. It's not the real world. He's a $30 million baseball player. So that's the world he lives in. 617-779-7937. Lines are loaded. We'll continue to take your calls on the Boston Red Sox. But we got to talk a little Celtics, a little Jason Tatum, a little must-win game, a legacy game at Madison Square Garden on Saturday afternoon. A little Celtics mixed into our Sox talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.